Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're in New York City for the Plus Cyber Symposium. I'm speaking to Christopher Graham, Senior Industry Analyst, AM Best Ratings. Chris, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you for having me, John.
And Chris, we're talking about the state of the market. How do you see the state of the cyber market these days?
Well, it's still softening. You know, we're still seeing, you know, some price decreases. Even where there are increases, they're not keeping pace with inflation. So it's effectively a decrease for the insurer relative to the exposure that's there. Right now, that's probably going to stay for, you know, a while, but, you know, one incident could turn it quickly as well.
Chris, are there regulatory and financial concerns as far as insurers are concerned?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with cyber, we haven't had one large industry event yet that would, you know, could really test the capacity of the market. So that's still out there looming over everybody. How, you know, what type of loss would it be before it gets into moves from an earnings event into a capital event? You also have a lot of it being written by surplus lines carriers, which, you know, is works well for cyber in that they are the surplus lines writers can tailor the wording of the policy to meet what the insured needs. But the downside is for the insured, obviously, like any other surplus lines policy, there's no guarantee fund backing it. So those are certainly concerns in the general marketplace for cyber.
Generally speaking, is cyber profitable?
You know, it has been for the last year. You know, it was profitable almost from its run up until the pandemic, when the ransomware hit everything, and it's been profitable ever since the pricing got corrected. So it seems like something that's been managed well in that regard by the insurers.
So how do you sustain that profitability?
There's a couple things going on. Right now, a lot of it is through reinsurance to guarantee the capacity and get some ceding commissions as well. Reinsurance accounts for about 50% of the direct writings for cyber gets reinsured. That's much higher than the rest of the property casualty insurance industry. So that's giving the backstop that the primary carriers need to have the capacity to grow their books.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So with that backstop, what are the opportunities for cyber?
Well, you know, there's going to be demand coming everywhere. And that's really where the opportunity is going to come. Pricing has softened in part, you know, because of all the corrections that were put into the policies after the ransomware spike of 2020 through early 22. But it wasn't just the pricing that was corrected. A lot of policy language, a lot of multi-factor authentication became necessary. There was a lot of basically a cleanup of cyber hygiene. So policies claims became a little less severe. Even if frequency has gone up again recently, the claims aren't as severe as they were. So that's helped with the profitability. That seems to be sustainable. And there's going to be demand constantly because we're moving into a more digital world every day. So it's going to be demand that drives the growth.
Got to ask, hearing DPW at this conference, as a matter of fact, by way of you, DPW in cyber has exceeded D&O. Surprised to hear that?
It's not, you know, we haven't seen the official 2023 annual statements yet, but it's not going to surprise me at all for that to happen. You look at cyber has been growing rapidly from like $5 billion in 2019 to what was it, $10 billion in 2022. It's only going to keep growing. D&O, we're seeing some pricing increase or decreases. I mean, you're seeing a less demand on D&O because of, there's less transactional coverage needed. There's less IPOs. The IPOs that are happening are less likely to be SPACs now. So a lot of the heavy demand for D&O in that regard on the transactional side has gone away. Cyber is going to keep growing, so it's not going to surprise me at all if, you know, a month from now when we have all the annual statements from all the insurers and all the data in, that cyber would be a heavier premium than D&O.
Christopher Graham, always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
And from the Plus Cyber Symposium in New York City, I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our advertising services business development team at 908-882-1706.